Chester presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, I Love You Again. The starring players...
This is William Powell.
This is Paulette Goddard.
And this is Charles Wininger.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players and the delightful Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comedy I Love You Again, based on the novel by Octavus Roy Cohen. It stars William Powell as Lawrence Wilson, Paulette Goddard as Kay Wilson, and Charles Wininger as Doc Ryan. The Lady Esther, Screen Guild Players, in I Love You Again. You meet all sorts of people on an ocean cruise, especially in the bar. For example, Mr. Lawrence Wilson from Habersville, PA.
Yes, this watch was presented to me by L.J. Hawkspur himself. I can remember every single word that he said. It is my pleasure and privilege to present this token of our esteem to Lawrence Wilson for his unfailing energy as chairman of the Habersville Anti-Vice Committee.
Say, Wilson, would you like a drink?
Oh, yes, thanks. My usual, of course. Grape juice and ginger ale.
Well, that was Mr. Lawrence Wilson of Habersville, PA. Now, meet Doc Ryan from nowhere in particular.
Double scotch for me, please.
Grape juice and scotch. And as you might easily guess, they don't mix very well, either in the bar or out on the deck.
Now, listen, Wilson. This is a pleasure trip. Why don't you break down and have some fun?
Dr. Ryan, you're inebriated.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I can walk a straight line with anyone on this boat. Anyone! With anyone in the world. Say, I can even walk that rail. You just watch me.
No, wait an hour. You'll fall. Don't get down off there.
Away, grape juice. I can climb up here and I can... Hey!
A man overboard. Stop the boat.
It's grape juice to the rescue now. Quickly, he grabs a life preserver and heaves it over the side to Scotch. The only trouble is he forgets to let go. And now...
Two men overboard! Stop the boat!
And that's how our hero gets to be a hero. Except that he doesn't enjoy it much. While the lifeboat crew is pulling him in, he gets hit by an oar and passes out. But they get him back to his cabin at last, and now he's finally showing signs of life.
Oh, my head.
Now, easy now, pal. How do you feel?
You dirty rat. You slugged me.
No, I didn't. Let go of my throat, will you? Now, it wasn't me. It was a sailor with an oar.
Sailor with an... Hey. Look, well, this is a boat. Why was I taken off the train?
Holy smoke. That hit on the head must have knocked you goofy. I'll go and get a doctor.
Sit down. I don't need a doctor. I need a drink.
Sure. I'll ring for some grape juice and ginger ale.
Ah, I want a drink, not a foot bath.
But, Mr. Wilson.
What do you mean, Wilson? The name is Carey. George V. Carey.
George V. Carey? That was partners with Duke Sheldon and all them con games?
What if I was?
Shake, pal. I'm Doc Ryan in the same business, sort of working the boats. Only if you are George Carey, where does this Wilson deal come in?
What Wilson deal? I tell you, I was slugged last night. I was carrying 10 grand to bet on the Sharky-smelling fight.
Sharky-smelling? Last night?
Certainly. Don't you read the papers?
That fight was back in 1932. This is 1940.
1940? You sure?
I guess it was that slugging you got. You must have lost your memory.
Yeah, but last night it was 1932.
Getting socked by that oar just brought it all back, I guess.
8 years. Doc, you know what that means? I've been this Wilson guy for the last 8 years. And I don't even know how he combs his hair.
Watch your step, please. Watch your step on the gangplank.
Now, you better think it over, pal, before we step onto that dock. Why go back to bring that Wilson... Why go back there? I tell you, he was a stuffed shirt.
Doc, maybe it was stuffed with do-re-mi. I'd sure like to lay my hands on it.
You can't get away with it. You don't know anything about this, Wilson.
Why do you think I'm cutting you in? Look, you'll have to stick close. Now, if anyone starts asking questions, I'll pull a feint.
Larry! Oh, Larry!
Oh, get that over there. What a dish. I wonder who she's calling to.
Larry! Larry, you all right?
Me? Sure, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, the papers all said that you were injured.
Oh, well, you know how the papers are. Oh, it certainly is good to see you.
Mm. Habersville is mighty proud of that rescue, Larry.
Habersville, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good old Habersville. It certainly is good to see you.
Yes, so you just said.
Well, it's worth repeating.
Well, of course, I know you're surprised.
Surprise isn't the word, eh, Doc?
Well, when I read that you were hurt, I had to come. After all, I am your wife.
My...
Well, Larry, what is it? What's the matter?
Mrs. Wilson, he's sick. He needs rest and quiet.
Oh, well, Larry, can you walk? Should I get you a wheelchair?
Oh, no. I'm all right. Just let me lean on you a little, dear. Oh, that's fine. Once we get to the hotel, I'll be in the pink.
Now, look, pal, I can't leave you alone with that dame. She's going to get suspicious.
Look, she'll be more suspicious if I don't make a noise like her husband. Scram.
But you don't even know her name. She wasn't christened just dear or darling.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, what?
Well, I thought you called me.
Oh, Kay. Oh, Kay. Well, Kay, dear... How do you like our little suite?
Little? I'm still pinching myself.
Oh, no need for that, my dear. Now that I'm back, I'll take care of everything. Everything.
Obviously, you mean everything.
By the way, what about your luggage?
Well, I don't think I'll need any.
Yeah, but you'll want, you can buy a nightgown and toothbrush in one of the shops.
Larry, I'm not staying here.
You're not staying?
I've decided once and for all to go through with a divorce.
Divorce? Okay.
I've made up my mind, Larry.
Yeah, but a divorce? What? Why, a thing like that can break up a marriage. Okay, are you sure you're giving yourself enough time to think about it?
5 years, that's all. 5 years of being married to the Rotary, the Lions, the Elks, the Moose.
Well, that's bigamy.
5 years of boredom and penny pinching. I'll say I've had time.
You mean you're absolutely determined?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't give me another chance on trial?
The trial's over, dear. The jury's gone home.
Yeah, but I mean, for 5 or 6 weeks?
6 weeks? I should say not.
Now, look, Kay. I've never beaten you. Have I?
Well, I'd like to see you try.
And I've never run around with other women.
You? Oh, don't make me laugh.
All right, then. You haven't any grounds. You'll go back to Habersville with me and pretend to be my loving wife for 6 weeks, or I'll fight the case.
You will?
Well, I'd feel it my duty.
Oh, well, then I'm really sunk. Well, you win. I'll meet you at the train tomorrow morning.
Kay, would you mind if I kiss you just once? You know, a sort of farewell?
All right, if you must.
Farewell, Kay. Well, what's the matter?
Well, I don't know. Excuse me. See you at the train. Now, Larry, let's understand each other. I'm in this house for one purpose only, to convince the public that I'm still your wife.
All right, convince me. I'm one of the public.
That's a very foul thing to say about the public.
Oh. Wasn't that the front door?
Dr. Ryan, I guess. He can sleep in here with you.
Well, there you are. How's my patient tonight? Any fever?
Oh, not him. He was born cold. Good night, gentlemen.
Sit down, Doc. You're sleeping in here, too.
With that stuffed owl up there putting the evil eye on me? Don't he give you the creeps?
No, not me. Kay says I've been sleeping with that owl for over a year.
You mean she locked you out?
Now, let's say she gave me the bird.
Oh.
Say, what did you find around town?
Earlier...
What do I do?
You're the manager of a big pottery works here.
I make pots?
Yeah, you don't have much money, but you got a lot of pots. Also, you own a little hunk of property out near the edge of the town.
Ah, I'm a property owner, huh?
Yeah, got a little creek running through it, too. Oh, it's pie. The town's loaded with dough, just ripe for an oil boom. And the way you stand around here, Kiwanis, Rotary, Anti-Vice League...
Yeah, I know. I'm practically Mr. Civic Virtue. Say, did you reach Duke Sheldon in New York?
He'll be here tomorrow afternoon. We'll meet him by the post office as soon as it's dark.
That's swell. Now, look, Doc, we better get some sleep. I have a hunch tomorrow will be a busy day.
Larry.
Oh, come in, Kay, darling. Come in.
Larry, it's the 15th.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, 15th.
Well, doesn't that mean anything to you?
Yes, yes, that means that tomorrow is the 16th.
You know, it's just amazing to me the things you can think of to keep from writing a check.
A check? Oh, yes, the 15th. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry, but you know, in all the excitement of getting home and everything, let me see, that's, how much?
You know perfectly well how much.
Oh, yes, I mean, maybe this time we ought to make it a lump sum, Say, $200?
What?
Oh, just for the time being, of course. Now, here you are, my dear.
Oh, don't wake me up, let me dream.
If you'd like me to pinch you...
No, thanks. I'm going to buy a dress.
Ah, a dress. Well, you'll need a man's advice.
Well, not yours. The last time I went shopping with you, I ended up in a cut-price Mother Hubbard.
Not this time, young lady. Look, I'm going to buy you the most beautiful dress in town. Then we'll drop in for tea and dance a while.
And dance?
Sure. Hey, how do you like your tea, with lemon or music? I didn't dare come to your hotel, Duke. I wouldn't want anyone to see us together.
It's okay with me. Doc and I looked over the layout this afternoon. It's a cinch.
What's the deal?
I sink a barrel of crude oil. Put a timer on it. The oil will trickle right into that stream that cuts across your property. It's a natural.
How soon can you get it set?
A couple of days.
Well, then that's that. Look, I better run along.
Rushing home to that stuffed owl Doc told me about?
Says you.
Is it?
Me, Larry. Open the door.
What?
Open the door.
Well, it's open.
I thought it was locked.
Well, suppose it had been.
I would have knocked it down.
What for?
So I could come in.
Why?
Why? Well, because you're so pretty.
You know, you're like a high school boy on a street corner whistling at girls.
Well, it's romantic to whistle at the opposite sex. Birds do it. Lovebirds.
Lovebirds don't whistle, they coo.
No, they whistle. A sort of low, cooing whistle, like this. Gets you, doesn't it?
Not particularly.
Once a female lovebird locked a male lovebird out of her nest and he stood outside and whistled for hours... Please let me in. Please let me in.
Larry, will you please, for heaven's sakes, leave me alone?
Well, I haven't done anything. What are you getting angry about?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I do know. You've done everything you could to make me miserable.
What have I done?
I suppose you didn't take me out and buy me the most expensive clothes in town.
Is that bad?
And I suppose you didn't say nice things and pay me dozens of compliments and try your best to please me. You were just as nice and sweet and kind as you could be, and you know it.
But, Kay...
I just want you to stop getting me all mixed up. I just want you to be yourself, your own owl-stuffing, penny-pinching, pompous old self.
I don't want any more of this Jekyll and Hyde. I don't.
Yeah, but Kay, darling, why, that's nothing to cry about.
Go away, please.
Gosh.
ABS, sir, has presented Act One of I Love You Again, starring Charles Wininger, Paulette Goddard, and William Powell. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
I've often thought how wonderful it would be if I could go personally into every home and demonstrate the Lady Esther patch test. But unfortunately, I can't do that. The best I can do is to tell you about the patch test and keep urging you to try it. It's very simple. Just rub a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one small part of your face, like a section of your forehead or your chin. Choose a part of your face that's either too oily or too dry or where there are a few blackheads or big pores. Don't rub Lady Esther face cream all over your face at first. Just rub it on that one small patch of skin so that you can see the difference. You'll see that patch of skin suddenly gleam with new brightness and clarity. You'll see it look a lot fresher, cleaner, and lovelier than the skin around it. And when you touch it with your fingertips, you'll find that the roughness, the clinging dry flakes, have disappeared. You'll find that little area of skin to which you've applied Lady Esther face cream has taken on a delicate, silken, petal-smooth softness. I promise you a sparkling difference in the appearance of your skin after the very first application of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. I promise you a smoother, clearer, more youthful-looking skin. And I ask you to let the patch test prove it.
Lady Esther presents the second act of I Love You Again, starring William Powell as Larry Wilson, Paulette Goddard as his wife Kay, and Charles Wininger as Doc Ryan.
Doc, we're in. Sheldon's got options on all the land around mine. And that oily planet is starting to flow right through the creek.
Yeah, yeah. And I know somebody who smelled it, too.
Who?
Old man Hawkspur. He owns the bank. I was hiding behind a tree. I saw him take a sample.
Think he'll bite?
Two will get you five.
Hey,
take a look out the window.
Well, Brother Hawkspur. Uh-oh. He's on a hook, all right. Is Sheldon all set?
I can have him here in 2 minutes.
Go get him, Doc. Tell him we're serving fillet of poor fish. But Mr. Hawkspur, I don't understand.
Very simple, Larry. You've done a lot for this town. We want to do something for you. You own this piece of land, Marsh's subdivision. Well, the state is building a new highway, and I happen to know it'll run through your land. I can take it off your hands at a very good profit.
Oh, I say, that's very decent of you. You know, I only paid $2,500 for that piece.
What would you say to a check for $10,000?
Why, that's 300% on my investment. Oh, no, that's too much. I can't let you...
You can't go in there. Mr. Wilson is busy.
Stand aside, sir, stand aside. Mr. Wilson?
Yes?
Sorry to intrude, sir. My name is Sheldon, Colonel E.J. Sheldon. My card. I'll be very brief. You own a certain piece of land for which I'm prepared to make a handsome offer. $25,000.
$25,000? Oh, you must have heard about the new road.
I know of no road. I am in the gravel business, sir. There are rich deposits on your land.
Yes, but Mr. Hawkspur here was
Larry,
just...
Larry, you ought to keep a new industry right here in town. I'm willing to match Colonel Sheldon's offer.
Stop everything. Larry, have you sold your lots?
Well, no, not yet, Kay, but it looks like I will.
Well, do you know what's on that land?
Oh, yes, dear. I know all about that rich gravel deposit.
Rich gravel deposit's my foot. It's oil.
Oil? Oh, but...
Mr. Wilson, I'm offering $100,000 for your land.
I'll match that, Larry.
Colonel Sheldon, under the circumstances, after all... Haversville's been mighty good to me. I think I'll handle this with my friends.
Oh, is that so? Well, then, permit me to inform you that I have options in all the property surrounding yours. I'll have drilling equipment there tomorrow, and I'll probably drain off every drop of oil on your land.
Gosh! Just a moment, please. Colonel Sheldon, suppose we buy you out.
I'd consider that. I've got four parcels of land. I'll take $50,000 apiece. But the deal must be settled tonight in cash. You can see me later at my hotel if you choose. Good evening, gentlemen.
You see, Larry, when Mrs. Hawksper told me how excited Mr. Hawksper was, I just knew that something was up. Well, it still makes me mad to think how he tried to cheat you.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Larry, you're really too good for this town.
Well, not really. Kay, why did you want me to walk up here on the hill?
Well, don't you remember this spot before we were married?
This one? Yes.
Remember what you said?
Well, vaguely.
He said, "Kay, darling, marriage is the soundest investment two people can make."
Hmm. Yes, Kay.
Hmm?
Whatever made you marry me?
Because I felt that underneath all those lodge pins there was another person, an exciting person. But I didn't find him for a long time.
Hmm. Yes. Sort of dark up here, isn't it? Let's be getting back, huh?
Larry Wilson, you make me sick.
What?
Well, you know darn well you love me.
Now, Kay, wait.
Now, ever since you got off that boat, you've been chasing me like an amorous goat. You've been trying your darndest to make me fall in love with you, and now you have. And now I'm going to do the chasing for a while. Come here.
But Kay, hey.
Well, how'd you like that?
Excuse me. I've got to see a man about a lot of things.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You trying to say the deal is off?
That's right, Duke. We'll have to ring up a no sale.
Not on my cash register. What kind of a double cross is this?
No double cross. I'm staying here in Haversville. Talk to. We talked it over. You see, I just found out that I'm in love with my wife.
Ah, that moonlight and roses hooey, don't fool me. You and that dame are up to something.
You're wrong. She doesn't know a thing about it.
Larry.
Kay, what are you doing here?
Oh, Larry, oh, my darling.
Yeah, but Kay.
I've been talking to Doc. He's explained everything. What happened on the boat and everything else. Now, don't worry, Larry. I'm in this with you.
Yeah? What about me?
You big crook, you get out of town.
Lady, I generally never sock a dame, but I'm inclined to make an exception for you.
That's my wife you're talking to. Anyone who socks her has got to sock me first.
Okay, pal. Just slip this on for size.
Oh! Larry! Larry! Oh, you've killed him! Get some water, pour it on him, quicker!
Take it easy, take it easy. He's
help!
All right.
Help! 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 Oh. I'm drowning!
Darling!
Help! Kay! Kay! How did you get on the boat?
The boat? Oh, Larry!
Oh, I say. This isn't the boat. What's happened?
Get up, Carrie. Quit stalling.
He isn't stalling. He just isn't Carrie anymore. That blow just knocked him back to being Larry Wilson.
What? You mean he's loony? I knocked him goofy?
Oh, you big ape. You've spoiled everything. What am I going to do with him now?
Hey, Carrie. Carrie, look at me. Don't you know me? Duke Sheldon.
I never saw you before in my life.
Oh.
Well, here I am. What's going on here?
Mr. Hawksper, Larry's had a lapse of memory. He doesn't remember anything.
He doesn't? Does he remember the oil deal?
What oil deal?
Oh, that's too bad. Colonel Sheldon, may I speak to you privately?
Of course, sir. Yeah, in my bedroom. Right in here, if you please.
Mr. Hawksper, don't go in there.
I'm sorry, Kay. There's oil on that land, and I'm going to get it.
Oh, Kay, dear, have they gone?
Oh, it's all right. Don't try to get up, dear. Just stay there on the divan and rest. That's it. Close your eyes. You know, Larry, it's a funny thing about a blow on the head. One blow gave you to me, and another one took you away. So I know that you'll forgive me if
wait,
I... Just...
Wait a minute. Put that lamp...
Larry... I only wanted to... Larry Wilson never knew about that. Oh, you were faking. You've been faking ever since Sheldon hit you.
Yes, that's right. But I'm not faking now. Okay, darling.
Mr. Carey!
Come on, I'll chase you home.
Thank you. Thank you, William Powell, Paulette Goddard, and Charles Wininger, for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players tonight.
Well, that was our pleasure, Mr. Bradley. You see, the Motion Picture Relief Fund, which benefits from these programs, is very important to all of us in the industry. We're vitally interested in the fund and the country house and the clinic which it supports. William Powell will be back in just a minute. But first, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Goddard. Ladies, do you know why I keep urging you to make the Lady Esther patch test? Because seeing is believing. And I want you to see with your own eyes exactly what happens when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream to one little part of your face. I want you to see the radiant new look of freshness and beauty that patch of skin takes on compared to the skin around it. And I want you to feel the difference. Feel how much softer and smoother that patch of skin has become. So if you haven't made the patch test, try it tonight. Just rub some Lady Esther face cream on one little section of your face. Choose a rough, flaky section, or perhaps an oily part like your chin, where you may have a few blackheads or big pores. Rub on Lady Esther face cream, wipe it off, and that's all there is to the patch test. But what you see in your mirror will astonish you, for that small patch of skin will glow with new freshness and clarity, will look brighter, smoother, and lovelier than any of the skin around it. And when you touch it with your fingertips, you'll discover that it's taken on a silky, petal-smooth softness, that all the roughness and dryness are gone. You see, Lady Esther Face Cream does the four things your skin needs most for beauty. And what you see happen to that one little patch of skin will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther Face Cream. If you want to look really enchanting, just try this. First, apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Then apply glamorous Lady Esther face powder to the smooth, new freshness of your skin. Your friends will say, "You never looked lovelier."
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. William Powell.
America needs nurses, and needs them badly. If you are 17 to 35 years of age, a high school graduate, and in good health, you're eligible for a scholarship in the United States Cadet Nurse Corps. You will receive a complete nursing education, books, fees, board, room, uniforms, and even a monthly spending allowance. If you're eligible, apply at once to the United States Cadet Nurse Corps, Box 88, New York.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present The Iron Major. It will star Robert Ryan, Ruth Warwick, and Pat O'Brien. Be sure to listen. William Powell can now be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, The Heavenly Body. Paulette Goddard is soon to be seen in the Paramount picture, Standing Room Only. Charles Wininger is currently working in the MGM picture, Broadway Rhythm. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. To try Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, just get the smallest size jar. Later, you can get the economical large jar and keep refilling the small one for convenience. This is Truman Bradley, speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night, everyone. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.